Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Ayin Ches of Mesechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include Chacham Matar B'Lashon Mutarlach. A Chacham nullifies Nedarim when he states Mutarlach. Baal Mefer B'Lashon Mufarlach. A husband nullifies his wife's Nedarim when he states Mufarlach. Chacham Shomer B'Lashon Baal. U'Baal Shomer B'Lashon Chacham. Loyer Maklom. If a Chacham uses the words Mufarlach or a husband uses the words Mutarlach, the Neder is not nullified. The Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the drasha of Zehad Davar, based on their Machlokes Im Yesh She'ela BeHekdesh, whether a Chacham can nullify a Neder of Hekdesh. Hataras Nedarim BeYachad Mumcha, an expert Talmud Chacham can nullify Nedarim by himself, and Hataras Nedarim BeShloisha Yaitis, three laymen can also nullify Nedarim. Reb Chanina's Halacha of Hasheisik Amanas LeMeket, Mefer Afilu Mekan BaDa'asar Yamim. A person who hears his wife's nether and was silent b'yayim shamay only to annoy his wife so that she will assume that he validated her nether when in truth he did not want to nullify the nether, he may nullify the nether even 10 days after yayim shamay. However, the Gemara concludes that hasheisik amanas lemeket eina mefer klal, he may not nullify the nether after yayim shamay. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include chacham oikir nether meikare. A chacham nullifies the nether retroactively. However, baal mefer mekan ulaba. A husband only nullifies his wife's nedarim from now on. Malikas oif bifnim. When one brings a bird for a carbon, the kohen performs malika, severs the back of the bird's neck with his nail. However, shchitas oif bachutz. One is only liable for shchutei chutz, the issur to bring a carbon out of the Beis HaMikdash, when he performs shchita, cuts the bird's simanim.